Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. The devil made me do it. Yeah.
Selfing.
Let's have a little poetry. Now, this is poetry song combined.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don Edwards does this.
All right.
The Devil's Hat Band is what they used to call barbed wire.
All right.
Yeah, but it's an acapella and a poem kind of mixed together, and it's nice and short, but really cool.
Good
here,
stuff.
Here you go, Devil's Hat Band.
Well, the country's all shot to pieces now. The range is all gone, the old-time cowboy's gone. The roundups are over, and the old trails are all penned with wire. They say that heaven is a free-range land. Goodbye, goodbye, fare you well. Barbed wire fence is the devil's hat band, and barbed wire blankets down in hell. Goodbye, goodbye, fare you well. The devil's hat band. It sewed the shroud of the old cattle land. Cut off our freedom, cut up our horses, cut up our cows, and put a Spanish bit on free enterprise.
That's pretty cool.
I just like that.
Really short, but really
it says a lot.
Really powerful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. From
leave it to Don.
The late Don Edwards.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, the devil made you do it.
It did.
The devil made you put the fart machine in a backpack.
Oh, dear.
All right. So it's a remote control fart machine.
That's right.
Yeah. And
in the hands of
children.
And teenage boys.
Big brother Jim and I. Right. We have the remote. The machine itself is in a backpack.
Right.
We hand this to a good friend of ours, a photographer.
Yeah.
Her name is Jerry. Well, that's all we'll go. All right.
Yeah. Let's go there.
And said, here. Go set this down over by Belinda.
Yeah.
Because Belinda is very proper.
Prim and proper.
She doesn't like the potty humor.
No.
She calls it sophomoric humor.
Yeah.
The big brother Jim and I, she says, can you guys back off on the sophomoric humor little bit?
Grow up.
Anyway, go set this backpack over by Belinda. So Jerry takes this backpack over, and she acts like she's taking a picture of Belinda.
The devil took me over.
Took over Big Brother Jim.
He took me
just
over.
As she bent over to set the backpack down, Jim touches off the fart machine.
Not once.
Several times. And Belinda pats Jerry on the back.
Are
you okay, dear? Are you going to be all right?
And that is when the head slap and the butt
and
kick
the butt
ensued.
Kick. Yep, Jerry wheeled him out, slapped Big Brother Jim in the forehead, and then kicked him in the hind end.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Oh, man, it was hot in there.
Good times, good times. The devil made me do it. And, of course, we were in a hallway.
Yeah.
And
a performance was going on.
It was going on, and there were lots of people in the hallway, too. Yeah, he just couldn't help himself.
The devil took me over.
The devil took over him.
Yeah.
It's true.
I was possessed.
Yeah. Well, you were after Jerry got done.
And she still slaps me in the head and kicks my butt.
She will still give you a forehead slap and a butt kick.
Absolutely.
And rightfully so.
Well, right. I'll take it.
Why wouldn't we?
Anytime. It was worth it.
It was worth it. Now, we mentioned our other uncle, Uncle Dallin.
Dallin, yes.
Now, these are both Mom's brothers.
Yeah.
These have nothing to do with Dad.
That's right.
Right.
Well, so, we get it from both sides.
That's right. We got a double whammy.
We got a double whammy.
Of the devil made me do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Dallin didn't care for his employer. So he whizzed in his canvas bag canteen.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah.
Well, he got it from the rancher.
Yeah.
And he got it from his dad.
His dad.
And his
and
mother.
His mother. Everybody.
The whole community.
Let him have
got
it.
Got in on
yes,
this.
Yes, that was. The devil made him do it.
Well.
That's all right. I can say.
That's a fact.
You know, and it happens with cowboys.
Well, I understand the possession that takes place.
Yeah, absolutely do.
Because
you
it
know?
Has right. taken Some, me over.
Somebody rides up next to someone without a throat latch.
Without a throat latch? Hmm.
Yeah, that bridle's coming off. It's going to slip right
absolutely.
Off. And the devil makes them do it.
Or when you're loading cattle in the fall and the krill is really nasty. Uh-huh. There's poop and mud everywhere.
Right.
And you got a yearling lined up with your wife just yes. perfectly.
Right.
So you jab that yearling right in the flanks, and the old calf spins out and kicks poop the whole length of your bride.
Right. Exactly.
And then the fight is
and
on.
And then the fight was on.
And we were both covered from head to toe.
And she says, okay, it's going to be
it's
like that.
It's going to be like huh? that, huh?
I get mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
The devil made me do
well,
it.
Well, I know. I get it. My daughter is out loping a greenbroke colt.
Yes.
In an arena.
Yeah.
I throw a loop out there just to see what the horse will do.
All
well,
right.
the loop stands up
Oops.
And it front foots this colt. I let go of the rope and then she takes off and they go out just around and around. Yeah. Well, she wasn't proud of me.
But that's good training.
Well, it is.
That horse needed that.
Devil made me do it.
You know, those ropes will get you in trouble. The
devil made me do it
time.
With a rope. That's right. Yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah. Kip Callahan
oh,
is
yeah.
riding along with us. Great song. This is Dust Devil Angel.
Hot day and a little bit dirty. Dottie's down at the y'all come in. Hopping tables when the wind comes swirling. Door opened, a stranger blew in. He had a tattoo of a heart and a dagger, dripping blood over born to lose. Dottie smiled like a TV preacher, red lips and eyeshadow of blue. The stranger's smile was cold and thin, but he could see when her heart looked lonely, and she could see the best in the worst of men. Dust devil and a jukebox angel, nightmare and a hopeless dream, heart for wishing and a barely muffled scream. He dropped a pocket full of change in the jukebox, wiped the dirt from his face and neck, pulled a pistol from his double-stitched boot tops, said, "Give me money and don't make no mistake." She was thinking, we still don't know, but she was willing and he was able. They went to kissing and fumbling with their clothes. A dust devil and a jukebox angel, nightmare and a hopeless dream. Thank you. never found them, but they found her pickup. Doors open, the radio on. They found the money from the cafe stick up. They found their clothes, but they never found his gun. Like an angel too. Dust devil and a jukebox angel. Nightmare and a hopeless dream. Heart for wishing and an eye for danger. Heavy sigh and a barely muffled
signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
What a fun show.
It brought back some good memories.
And I hope nobody pays attention.
Okay, listen, here's the disclaimer. Do not try this at home. We are professionals.
We are professional.
That's right, exactly. I remember watching our older brother, Pat. Somebody left their pack of cigarettes unattended.
Okay.
All right. So he took a cigarette out and he broke the head off a wooden match.
Oh, yeah.
And he stuffed it down into the end of the cigarette and just randomly stuff it back in the packet. Yeah. And it was a cigarette or two before this one came
kicked
around.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when he lit it up, boy, it looked like a brush fire. And I think it singed the guy's eyebrows. And
well, and the taste of sulfur.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we come by it honestly.
I may or may not have done that myself.
Something similar.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
Seeing that happen. Oh, hey.
Well, I remember you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Okay,
uh-oh.
I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, no.
Christmas Eve, we always had this, I don't know, program. Mom would make us showcase our talents. And I was going to play a Christmas carol on the trombone.
Right.
Yeah, because I was in junior high.
You played.
End of grade school, was learning how to play the trombone.
Uh-huh.
And you poured a glass of water down inside my trombone.
I don't remember this.
You should.
I don't remember.
Because I started to play, and it gurgled. And I lifted the spit valve, and a whole glass of water just come out of that thing.
I have no
you
recollection.
You do, too. You just choose not to remember it. Yeah.
What a performance.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. I mean to tell you.
It brought tears to my eyes.
Yes, it did. And everybody else's.
And everybody else.
The devil made you do it.
Well, right. Why else would I do something like
well,
that?
Well, just because you can. That's why.
I was possessed.
That's right. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to go through a few home remedies
next week.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
The devil makes her do that every week.
Take that.